Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Natalie Strucker, and she is the librarian for the Atlantic Public Library. Good morning to you, Natalie.
Good morning.
Well, welcome to Atlantic and the Atlantic Public Library. I'm sure you found that there are many people coming and going at the Atlantic Public Library.
Oh, yes. We have regulars and people who don't come in very often walking through our doors every day.
Okay. And some of the things we're going to talk about this morning, maybe we'll let people know about some things they don't know about. But let's start with you, Natalie. Kind of where did you grow up and, you know, when did you get interested in library work? And kind of give us some of your background.
Sure. Well, I'm actually from Des Moines. I graduated from Norwalk, went to Iowa State University and graduated from there. And that's actually where my love of libraries really took hold. I worked for the Parks Library at the university, and then I moved on to the Ames Public Library, and I worked there for 3 years and decided to go get my master's degree. So I went to the University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee, got my master's degree there, lived there for a couple of years just to get the experience of living in a large city. I've worked in libraries ranging from a few thousand people to 50,000 people. I just came from the Rock Island Public Library in the Quad Cities, so I've gotten experience in a wide variety of libraries and communities.
Okay. So that really, I think, gives the opportunity for you to carry on some of the traditional programs here, but also introduce us to some new programs that maybe are favorites of you or those that you know are going to work. So you have a program or two that you want to talk about that you're anxious to either get started or that you have started?
Well, we have several programs coming up this next month. We have classes on how to use your iPad and iPhone and how to use your Android smartphone or tablet. So if you're not sure which one you have, you're more than welcome to come in and we can give you a start on how to use those things. We'll also be doing classes on how to use our downloading ebooks and audiobooks service. So anyone who is interested in learning more about that or has questions about how it works, you're more than welcome to come to either one of those classes. And of course, we have our children's programs going on, story times, movie days. We have a Snoopy program coming up. September is Get Your Library Card Month, so we're encouraging those who don't have a card to come in and take care of that. Or if you haven't been in for a while, just come in and check us out. For teens and tweens, we also have new programs starting. We have tweens at the beginning of the month and then teens at the end of the month, so we're very excited to get that started as well. Mm-hmm. And then our adult program is going to be with Dwayne Acker, who wrote Back to Troublesome Creek. He's going to be talking about that.
And I know some people have heard Dwayne and know about his previous books, and so more exciting stuff from Dwayne. So I want to come on in. And what's the date of the Dwayne Acker program?
That is going to be September 15th, and that's at 2:30 in the afternoon. It's a Tuesday.
Okay, coming right up. I wanted to ask a bit more about the teen and tween program. You know, what is it that you want them to do, expect them to do? How do they get involved?
Well, that will be, we're going to have them come in and either do a mystery or a craft, or they're going to play a game. They'll be doing something similar, but the tween program is aimed more at 9 through 12-year-olds, and the teen program is aimed at 13 through 18. Okay. So we're kind of hoping to bring in different audiences, and I've worked with teens a lot over the last 10 years, and scavenger hunts and craft days like duct tape and just kind of getting them used to the library and welcoming them to the library. That's our main goal, is letting them know they can come here and they should feel welcome and encouraged to stay.
And that's a lifelong get to know and love, I think. Once you get something in your system about libraries, I think that's forever.
Oh, yes. And you will find that people who come in here and realize everything that we do, they're like, wow, I can't believe that. And they come back. And they come back a lot. And that's what we're looking for.
Yeah, it's the library is a good place to come for answers to lots of questions. And you should, if you don't know all of the services, you surely should get acquainted. So I want to talk about the data services, the online services that you have, because you mentioned a couple that I didn't really think about.
Well, we have quite a few online resources, which are available 24/7, and they're available from home for the most part, so you don't have to come into the library. We have genealogy searching. We have online newspapers, so if you're looking up articles from any of the newspapers, there's quite a few that are available through our services, Newsbank or Newspaper Archive. We have practice tests through Learning Express. So those of you who are practicing the ACT, the SAT, the PSAT, the ASVAB, you can go online and take practice tests. We also have articles online. So if you're looking up information about health or diseases or catastrophes or just general information. Dinosaurs is my favorite topic to search. We have articles and newspaper articles, encyclopedia articles. All of that is available online. So we have pretty much an online library available right from our website.
Okay. And that's interesting. I'm just thinking when you mentioned newspapers, somebody the other day was just saying, well, I have to subscribe to the newspaper if I'm going to do that at home on my own. Mm-hmm. But if you do that through the library, of course, that subscription's already paid.
Exactly. And we may not have every newspaper you're looking for, but we have quite a few. There's hundreds, literally, from across the nation and the world that are available. Newsbank, it's also called Access World News. That's what we have it on our website as. You just go in there, type in your library card number, and you have access to hundreds of newspapers.
Okay. Now, you mentioned library cards several times. Do you get an actual card? I mean, I remember as a child, I had an actual card that I carried with me.
We actually do not do library cards at the moment. I am hoping to change that because to me, having a card is something tangible and it's a great thing to give to kids when they're getting their first card. But that is something we haven't done in years, and so we're going to be looking at doing that in the future.
Okay. And there are some positives. I'm thinking, I don't want a card that I have to depend on because I would lose it or not know where. I would put it in a logical place and then I wouldn't be able to find it. So it's great to have that option of what you'd like to do. But yeah, I understand about when you're a child getting that card, how special that could be.
Oh, yes. And we want that experience for everyone who comes into the library, getting something that indicates they're a member of the library and something tangible they can hold on to when they go home.
Now, earlier you talked about people coming to the class that's about iPods and iPhones and so on and so forth. But I still know there are a lot of people who do not have computers at home. What kind of help can you give people if they want to come in here to use the computers?
Well, we have 14 computers available for use. The staff are all able and capable of helping get people started on using either the internet or typing up a letter or using a spreadsheet. The staff cannot type in things for people who come in. It's just not something we're able to do, but they are more than happy to help with any kind of computing problem or situation. People are more than welcome to call also and make an appointment and have someone actually sit down with them and kind of walk them through how to get started. We are more than happy to do that as well.
Good point. If you really want some help like that, that to make the appointment would be a really good idea. Well, I know their services are sort of unending. One of my favorites is if I come here to the library and I can't find a book, you can help me do that.
Oh, yes. That is one thing that we love to do. And we do actually have an online resource for that as well. It's called Novelist. But the staff here read so much and they are very informed on what we have and what to find that they are more than happy and capable of answering what do I read next. And if we don't have it here, we can certainly find it from another library and request it to be sent here for us.
Okay. Yeah, great service, I think, when you're looking for something very special. So, Natalie, what's kind of some goals? We've talked about possible programs and so on, but as you look ahead here, a year, 2 years, whatever, and we hope you're here 5 years from now, what are some of your goals for the Atlantic Public Library?
Well, one of my biggest goals is to get more out into the community. We want to not only encourage people to come to the library because we are a building and we have lots of things to offer in the building, but I would like to get the staff and myself out more into the community, coming to community events, visiting other community organizations or businesses, and talking about how we can collaborate together to bring the library back out into the community. Another thing I am looking at is becoming a little bit more technology focused. I do realize a lot of people do not have computers or internet at home, and we want that to be a focus for us as well, that people can bring in their issues or have problems or things that they just need to do that they don't have the technology for. That's kind of what we're here for, and we're here to answer those questions and to help out with that. Those are the two biggest goals for me, is to get us out in the community.
Okay, very good, Natalie. And we have wonderful libraries in every small town. I think we're really fortunate. But if you haven't been to a library, and specifically right now to the Atlantic Public Library, just get yourself in here and find out what's going on. We want to thank you very much, Natalie Strucker, for visiting with us. And Natalie, of course, is the librarian at the Atlantic Public Library. So until next time, here's a thought. Anyone who says they have only one life to live must not know how to read a book.